Hey, how are you doing? It's Art here, and I just want to put this quick boo out here to you and let you know what's going on with me, and hopefully it helps you with your life. Since the beginning of the new year, I've been thinking about the actual happiness factor in my life and productivity factor, and I want to increase both. So what I did was I dusted off my old Even Pagan Wake Up Productive product that I bought years ago, and I'm going to start implementing it again because I started it and I stopped it, and I want to start again because they're really great concepts. And what I want to do is I want to walk through them, and I want to share my experiences here with you on Audioboo, because I think it's a great platform, because when you're driving down the street, you really can't be reading anything, but you can listen to somebody helping and showing you what they're doing. So that's my plan here. So if you want to find out what I'm up to and maybe some of the steps that I'm doing will help you, then keep listening. And first of all, I want to talk about the thing that Even Pagan talks about in his first week, and that is setting up a morning ritual. And by ritual, he means a habit, a conscious habit that you put in place in your life that will help keep you healthy, happy, and get you started on the right track. You know, if you start your day off right, you're less likely to let it fall off in a direction you're not looking for it to go. So, you know, just like any book that you ever read that's like personal development or anything like that, start your day off right with, you know, something good to eat, something healthy to eat that'll keep you strong and healthy. And then you want to do a little exercise to help keep your body healthy, and then move from there. Because to tell you the truth, it really all starts for me with my physical body. Because if I'm feeling achy, or my head hurts, or, you know, I didn't eat right the day before, then basically my day has already started out like crap. So how do I fix that? Well, what I'm going to start doing is, and I've actually implemented this since the beginning of the year, is I'm going to start eating a different diet. And by eating a different diet, some examples of what I'm doing. So in the morning, to get me going, I'm a big coffee drinker. I usually drink a whole pot of coffee, which I think isn't so healthy. But what I've actually started doing is I have removed all the sugar from it, and now it's just coffee and half and half. And I'll keep moving in that direction. So next I want to remove the half and half from my coffee, then eventually cut down on the coffee altogether, maybe just to a cup or two, so that it's more healthy. Another thing I've been doing is eating a little differently. What I do is I make just really, really basic breakfast. So I'll eat some Greek yogurt, and it's just the plain, no flavor yogurt. I'll add some honey to it, and then I'll throw like a handful of walnuts or something like that in it. So that's my step in physically making myself healthier, is to start off the day right and go from there. And then the next thing I do is I want to pack a lunch, and I have been, but it's kind of been hit and miss. You know, sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. So with productivity, I feel that I need to start the night before, and you might want to start looking at this too, because if you want to make a healthy breakfast, and first thing in the morning you open up your fridge and all the ingredients you need are not there, guess what? You're just going to grab a bowl of cereal and some milk, or maybe just a little, you know, whatever's sitting in your cupboard, you know. And that's not the way to do it. So what I'm going to start doing, I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to start with making my lunches and breakfasts, actually my lunches the night before. So that I know I can go, oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that. So that I know I'll go to the store and get that stuff together so that I can have it.